T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Don Williams, former state senator, big into education, and even now more so as a Connecticut Education Association executive director, and is with us for a few minutes this morning, and it's good to have you on. Hey, good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Or should I call you Mr. President? I don't know what to call you.
you can call me Don.
You've been all over the place, my friend. Okay, we had a couple of weeks ago, I believe we had Sheila Cohen in here. She's the president of the CEA.
Yes.
And she was talking about, she and I can't remember who else was with her, and please apologize. But
Robin.
Yeah, Robin, who was great. 1889, which is a bill that was going to concern. Here's the deal. Don, explain the situation, but as they pointed out, you know, it's not just the cities. I mean, it's out in the burbs. It's everywhere. A lot of teachers are having trouble keeping order in their classrooms.
That's right, Ray. As a matter of fact, a recent national survey showed that 43% of teachers nationwide report disruptive behavior that brings things to a grinding halt in the classroom. This bill concentrates on the most serious form of that disruptive behavior, which is when there's an action that causes physical injury in the classroom. It does it in a non-punitive way because we found that over time, if you just simply expel kids, throw them out of the classroom, then they come back, there's no services or appropriate interventions, the problem repeats. And when you don't address it as a school problem, it becomes a criminal justice problem. And we want to avoid that.
As you point out in the piece I got from you guys, essentially the thing is, you know, the governor has been very concerned about the school-to-prison pipeline, okay? And I guess you see it, and your members see it, as a way to maybe cut that off at the pass.
That's absolutely right, because if you don't address it at this point, then the problem continues in school. It continues to be a problem that puts other students and educators at risk. And we certainly don't want to see other students injured and class and education disrupted. But it also, if we don't take proactive steps, then we're not addressing the issues that students need. We're not reaching out and providing the supports and services so that we can fix this before it becomes a problem for that individual student in the community.
And this just doesn't mean trouble for teachers. This is for other students. And in fact, as you know, because you were in the Senate at the time, Sheff versus O'Neill, all right, one of the complaints, I think it was number 2 or 3, was disruptive kids in the classroom. So it's hurting the other kids who want to learn. You know, this affects everybody.
That's right. And relying on the status quo is not acceptable. The status quo for years was just simply to suspend kids, expel students, not to deal with the problem. Now, unfortunately, a lot of folks are just ignoring it. Many administrators are doing the right thing, no question about it, and addressing it. But some simply ignore this, and that is harmful to the other students in the classroom and the student who has needs that should be addressed.
Don Williams, by the way, is here for a bit, Connecticut Association Education Association Executive Director, and has been involved in public policy for most of his life, probably, to be honest with you. The thing is, I mean, is okay, so what, let's assume that 1089 actually, or 1889, actually got put in place, had not been vetoed by the governor. What exactly would happen then? Here's the question, Don. Would this cost money? There you go.
Well, the short answer is this was analyzed by the state's Office of Fiscal Analysis, and it was found to have no fiscal impact. The services that we're talking about that need to be provided in these situations are available. They're already provided to schools. So what we want is for schools to do the right thing, especially in those most serious cases where other students are injured in the classroom because of an incident.
Absolutely. So in this case, a lot of the opposition at the last moment came from the Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents, CAPS. So what was their objection here?
Well, they had, quite frankly, misread the bill. Matter of fact, we got a copy of the letter that they sent to superintendents, and they made some very serious factual mistakes. They apparently did not read the copy of the bill that had passed, and that was the information that they sent out to superintendents. And some superintendents, understandably, got concerned because of the misinformation that was in that letter. We've corrected that in a letter that we sent back to them and also to the governor's office. And based on the bill as it passed, this moves Connecticut forward and actually assists in what many superintendents are already doing right around the state, which is to notify boards of education, interested parents, right, about this problem and to deal with it.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you basically pointed out that, in fact, it's kind of budgetarily neutral, because I was thinking, well, maybe that's where the objection comes from. You know, as you know, local school districts are pretty well strapped when it comes to ECS. So this would not affect that at all.
No, and actually, by being proactive, as with so many other things, moving in before this becomes a criminal justice problem actually saves money in the long run. And the structure of the bill is built on something that's already in place, which is called the Safe School Climate Plan. So we're not reinventing the wheel. We're strengthening some of the existing programs that we have and should be followed in our schools.
So, Don, when do you think this would happen? Would there be a vote during a special session? What exactly would happen, Senator?
Well, we're getting the sense that the legislature will be coming in to override one or more of the governor's vetoes. So we would like for the school classroom safety bill to be added to that list.
All right.
This bill passed by overwhelming majorities, unanimously in the Senate, and overwhelmingly with Democrats and Republicans in the House as well.
Don, good to talk to you. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Ray. Take
all right,
care.
Don Williams, Connecticut Education Association, the executive director of SAME.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.